would you be able to provide the take-related keys for us to use in a file?
They're in Dropbox. If you're in the Reaper Dropbox, you have at least the custom actions. You have the custom actions. I'm not going to provide the keystrokes for actions that are already in Reaper, because you can map those to your own liking. And honestly, hopefully some of these, particularly the first ones with pasting if take effects to multiple items, I'm hoping they'll find their way into the main key map, honestly, because I think they have a lot of mainstream use for a lot of people. But the custom actions are already in Dropbox.
Okay, thanks. That key map must be get overhauled a lot, eh?
It does, and it's very crowded as well.
I've got a certain amount of trauma related to that. It's a never-ending labor of something. It's not love, it's something else, but it's never-ending. It's
definitely not love, yeah. I definitely hope some of this take effect stuff that I showed at the beginning of the lecture will make it in, because lots of people have wanted to be able to do this for quite a while.
That switch take action is a game changer for me, man. I could never work out why I was getting unpredictable results, and it's because every time I was doing apply effects as new take, it was operating on
the most recent take instead of the first one.
I've used that, but only as just a way of printing effects to an item, not really taking any notes of takes as such, just as a way to kind of get something on an item. But I'm trying to find this Paul X thing.
Oh, Paul X Stretch is brilliant. Every sound designer should own Paul X Stretch. And you just need to apply track/take effects to it.
I can't believe it's free.
Me neither.
It beats the snot out of Halftime and it's free.
Yeah, it does.
Do you know what most of the parameters do in Paul X, or do you just kind of screw around with it until you get something you like?
No, I know what they do.
Okay, because they looked pretty intimidating when you were skipping through it.
There is a demo on my SoundCloud somewhere, which honestly I'm probably going to take down.
Let me listen to it first.
It's actually out. It is out of date as well, because he updated a bunch of stuff following my request, so I have to find the right demo.
Is he still going? I thought he sort of jacked in development.
He might have done that. This is years ago I did this. I put Derek onto this plugin. He actually played a snippet of my demo on a TBRN show about 2-3 years ago now. But basically, there are a bunch of different effects modules which you can enable or disable. And it used to be, and I think this is what it says in my SoundCloud demo, it used to be just enable module 1, enable module 2, enable module 3. And I had to remember, I had to get from him the order of operations that these effects modules work in. But now he's changed it so it's labeled, so you know what you're enabling and disabling. Paul X Stretch, I should say, before everyone clears off and gets excited, is not fully accessible. Not everything can be done with it. Sighted people, for example, can reorder the effects modules. We cannot. Sighted people can use a free filter thing, which I don't understand how it works, which we cannot. So there are some things we can't do, but there are so many things we can do that it's worth the price you pay for it, honestly.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Justin. That's been brilliant.
And thank you ever so much for staying so long. I appreciate this was long. I didn't think it would be quite this long, but hopefully I covered everything in depth, and hopefully you found it all interesting.
I do have a quick question about when you used the Control-I to insert a media from the clipboard. Will it insert it always at the beginning of the project or wherever you happen to be along the way when you invoke the action? Like, can you get it to insert it just anywhere along the timeline?
Wherever you happen to be, not currently respecting Ripple, though it looks like Kokos is going to fix that. So Control I is an SWS action, which is really cool and nifty. It looks like Reaper is going to basically deprecate that with their own better native stuff.
I think we'll probably end up just taking Control I off the key map and using it for something else once this paste stuff is out in the public.
Cool. But anywhere along the way, it doesn't just insert it at the beginning of a project. It'll insert it wherever you...
It'll go wherever your edit cursor is.
Not respecting Ripple.
Yeah, on whichever track is selected, but not respecting Ripple. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Wait,
at first, thanks so much. The demo was... Oh, sorry. What?
Pollock Stretch is not free?
It is free.
No, it's free. Oh, that's okay. Why Justin was saying it's worth the price you pay for it.
Oh.
Honestly, it's about as accessible as Adaptive Verb, honestly, I would say. Like, the functionality you can work with, I'd still pay for it. You can do a hell of a lot with Pollock Stretch without the inaccessible bits. If there was a price tag on it, it would still be worth it, but it's definitely worth it for free. Miriam, you were going to say something. What were you going to say?
Oh, yeah. So, at first, thank you so much. The demo was pretty awesome. I just have a question about the takes. So, what were the shortcuts to navigate between the previous and the next take? Because I just...
D and Shift D.
Yeah, but you've mentioned that Shift D deletes something, I believe.
That's Control Shift T.
Control or Shift T deletes stuff. And so does Alt Shift T.
Yeah, I just have another question. So, if I want to record another take on the same item, like maybe I didn't follow along, but did I have to change something in the settings just to don't make it create another item, just to like let it know, let Reaper know that I want to record another take, not item.
So what you would do,
they just record over the same
to
spot.
Make sure that there was no to make sure that there was no like trailing off item at the end, like I demonstrated at first. You can either do item selection auto punch or you can do time selection auto punch. You select the item in the former case, you make a time selection the length of the item in the latter case, you do your recording, and it will add an extra take to that item.
All right, thank you. Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Cool. Splendid. Anybody else got any more questions about anything take related?
Yeah. Somewhere in preferences, and I now can't find it, there's a way of changing Reaper's... stock like time and date stamp thing that it auto generates for take names. Do you know where that is? I can't find it.
No, I just avoid,
because I had it at one stage. I had it where it was just doing a useful thing where it just, the first take was called take 01 and it just sort of incremented stuff, and then whenever I got a take of something that I wanted to make a note of, I just do Shift F2, rename the take and like that. But I've looked everywhere for it and I can't find it again.
I saw it not too long ago. It's near the bottom. It's some like media. There's two things beginning with media, I think.
I was in one of those. Okay.
I was just about to say strike two.
I'll keep looking.
Because there's media. There's media in the appearances branch and there's media in the other branch. It's probably the media in the other branch.
Yeah, I don't think I venture down there very often. I'll have another look.
If you can't find it, let me know and I'll take another look. So I saw it not very long ago.
Cool. Good Thanks, luck. Man.
Well, thanks
well,
for coming out.
As I
Justin.
Say, you're very welcome. It looks like I'll be busy doing automation-style demos, although I haven't had much response to those on the list yet, so we'll have to see about that.
I'm actually very excited for the automation demos.
Yeah,
well, please register your excitement on the list. I did ask people to say what topics they would be interested in, and then I can prioritize stuff. So get
one thing I'd like to see actually
is
the. Sorry, Justin.
get the thread popping and I'll be able to plan stuff. Because I don't, like, there was one guy wanted basic automation, and I don't really want to do that if he's the only one who wants it, because there is other basic automation help out there, but I am happy to do that if other people do want it. So I need to know what's popular, and I'll do what's popular. Miriam was going to say something, and then Jesse, you were going to say something.
Sure. I don't know, I said, like, maybe I've registered my excitement, yeah.
Oh, okay, I've missed that. Okay, I will look for that. I only saw one or two replies. Jesse.
So one thing I would like to see a demo of is project template, because I think I might have a lot of good use for that, but I have no idea how those work.
Perhaps someone else is better placed to do project templates. I only have one project template that I use on every project. I don't really need different project looks. Track templates are pretty cool. I should mess with them more, but I've got a backlog of stuff that people want me to demo, so I'll get through that first, and then we'll see where we are.
Okay, yeah.
Project templates are pretty simple, Jesse. Essentially, just configure the project the way you want it, probably not containing any actual media, unless you actually want specific media to be there in certain spots on certain tracks. And then when you've got it sort of to the point where you want to save the template, you just go to the file menu, go to project templates, and in there you can save. And then when you want to load a project template, you just open Reaper, go to the same place in file, and you've got a list of project templates that you've previously saved.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop. I'm just going to interrupt you guys just to say I'm going to stop the recording, and we'll call this done for the demo, because I'm sure Kevin doesn't want to be editing forever. And thank you ever so much again profusely to Kevin for his offer of editing, and to David as well. Kevin appears to have actually sort of run the ball home, but I appreciate all offers of editing, because I hate editing. So feel free to chat away, but it's no longer going to be recorded. Thank you ever so much for coming.
So here is a thing that some of you may find useful in regard to recording and overriding and making takes and stuff. What I have actually ended up using quite a few times is because I know what I like, and so I prefer not to keep a lot of takes usually. I can kind of, when I'm recording, I'm pretty good at knowing what I'm gonna like as I'm recording. So in the recording options, you can actually switch the recording mode so it doesn't really keep takes if you don't want. So you can overwrite as if you were using an old tape deck transport, or you can even layer and keep what you did. Like, so sometimes, like, if I make a mistake, I will just edit out the mistake, and then I will just create, I guess it's called a new lane on the same track, and just hit record, and then when it gets to the place where I'm going to play, I just start playing again, and it does not create a new take per se. It just like appends to the original recording. So you don't necessarily have to do it in takes. You can kind of do it old school, like using a tape deck.
Are you talking like you're talking about tape mode, right?
Yeah, the tape mode, and then there's another one right below that called overlap existing media. I forget exactly what the nomenclature is, but under the recording options, there's something about overlap audio in separate lanes but on the same item, which I actually end up using
creates new media items in separate lanes layers, that one.
Yes, creates new lane items in separate lanes or layers, and so that allows you to keep recording.
But it combines it with the existing take. It doesn't put a new item split there.
It combines it, and it doesn't make a split there. And
That's gonna be a game changer. I never knew what that did.
Yeah, it's very useful, especially if you know if you know what you like as you're going, yeah, and you don't want to have 50 takes that you have to work through and all that kind of stuff, which I often don't.
Yeah, that's going to be killer. The other one that I use is in preferences.
I don't really understand what that does.
So if you're recording normally, if you punch in halfway through an item, it'll create a new item, right?
Yeah.
But I think what you're saying is that with this mode, it doesn't create the new item. It just like appends inside the existing take without creating a like an entirely separate item that's just going to host that like that one take where you've just punched the end of the line.
I don't understand how that works, but that's pretty nifty.
Yeah, I don't get how it works either, but it's cool.
And so if you push T, nothing will happen because it didn't create new takes. It just created new... it might have created a new item, but it didn't create
Does it layer on top of what's already there, or does it overwrite what's already there?
If you put it on tape mode, it will just overwrite what's already there, but if you do the media and layers, whatever that thing is underneath it, it just appends it. It just adds it on top of what's already there.
As a new take, right?
So
yes. But it's not a take though, because you can't switch. You can't not hear it. Like you can't like shift T back out of it or anything. It's just there.
Interesting.
So let's say for some stupid reason, I did a recording of 1, 2, C, 4, and I thought, hey, C doesn't come after 2, 3 does. So let us, in this layer mode, correct that. So I do my time selection where C is, and I say 3. What will happen if it's added another layer?
If you have it in tape mode, if you push...
Yeah, tape mode, I guess, is the other mode I'm interested in.
Yeah, if you in the other mode, it will put your 3 on top of your C, and you will hear them both together.
Ah, okay.
You will hear C, and you will hear yourself say C, and you will hear yourself say 3, and they will be together on top of each other in the same track.
And you can't separate them.
And you can't like separate them, yes.
So it's like the MIDI, where MIDI you can kind of add notes to existing notes. It's kind of...
But MIDI overdub, but for audio.
Yeah.
Or like Sonar, sound on sound mode.
That is correct, right?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, I was trying to.
They are
inseparable.
Okay. That
sounds like Sonar sound on sound.
I have not found a way to separate them, but it's called lanes, and so I don't know if there's a way to like.
I was gonna say that implies some kind of separability, but.
It does. But I don't know if we've got actions to switch lanes. Hang on.
There are take lanes. I don't understand what take lanes are as opposed to takes. You can create an empty take and you can create a take lane, and I don't understand the difference.
I always thought lanes were a purely visual thing, like how many lanes you have visible on screen at the time would be the waveforms of the takes.
Color code them? I just thought it's like a way of color.
Honestly, that workflow sounds a bit dangerously destructive to me. But a useful alternative, though.
It is a little destructive. That's why I kind of prefaced my statement by saying I'm the kind of guy who kind of knows what I like as I go, so I'm not really afraid to do that.
The other thing I use is somewhere in preferences, there's an option for discard blank takes. And there's also a threshold that you can tell Reaper, like a percentage threshold. And you can say, okay, if I don't record... If I don't record any more than, say, I don't know, 40% of the take, just throw it away. Which comes in super useful here if you're just looping a thing. Like, a lot of the time, I write stuff that I can't actually play very well to start with. So I'll just, like, loop a tiny little section to get, like, a run or a fill or whatever. And just loop it over a ton of times. And it's cool because it discards any blank ones for you and discards any takes where, like, you haven't played all the way through. That kind of helps to keep stuff tidy.
Well, David Eagle, I better head on out, unfortunately.
Yep, midnight.
Oh, night, Justin. Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah. I'm gonna get something to eat.
Thank you, Justin.